What's up, y'all? This is your host, JB Stay Fit, on another episode of Training Talk Tuesday. Hope y'all have a great day. Monday's over. If you haven't checked out my latest podcast, was Motivational Quote Mondays. So it's like Motivational Mondays, but I'm just reading off some quotes that I really like, and I'm just breaking them down. So check that one out. But today is Training Talk Tuesday. And one thing I'm going to just say to y'all, it's the third week of January 2019. What have you been doing? Like, have you been on your grind? Have you stayed consistent? That's what I really want to know. And to be honest, a new year means nothing without a new mindset. You know, you're not going to change. If you're not going to change your person, you're not going to, if you haven't already started in December to try to change who you are, try to create new good habits and break the old ones, this 2019, you're going to be chasing your tail 365 days out of the year. That's every single day, because you can't just say, hey, it's January 1st, the ball dropped, man. I'm about to go to the gym. I'm about to go crazy. I'm about to do some muscle ups. I'm about to do some V-up. No, you can't do none of that. You got to start from the bottom. And that's what it's about. You can't just jump into anything, especially a workout. But you can't just jump into the whole lifestyle change where I'm going to go 5 days a week. I'm going to go to the gym 2 hours a day. You know, you got to start small, and then big things will happen. And that's what I'm going to just say. Big things really will happen. You know, it's just little things. You know, you're going to have roadblocks. You're going to have roadblocks that get in the way. You're going to have distractions. You're going to have family calling on you. And you got to learn how to say no. Like I discussed this in a prior podcast. You got to learn how to say no to people. If it's not your significant other, it's not your kid, your time means everything. You can't get your time back. You know, it's good to be a good person to help people around you, but you can't get your time back. So put you first when it comes to your health. Because when it's time, your time to go, nobody else ain't going with you but you. So cherish your life and get healthy. Get out there, walk. It ain't about being high intense all the time. Walk. Start off light, you know. But that's just one of the small things I want to talk to about y'all. Just like, what are you doing in 2019? Let me know. Contact me. My email is jbstayfit@gmail.com. 4ftraining@gmail.com. Comment on my podcast. Let me know. But before I get into the next one, I'm going to say thank everybody that have been listening to Morning Training. You know, I went out on a limb and started this podcast. I was very nervous. And with people listening and people having given me great feedback, it gave me more confidence. Because I've never really been a great public speaker. Really never liked speaking. But I love doing this. I love putting these out. And if you haven't listened, listen. Put it out Mondays. Now, Tuesdays. And I'm going to do Fridays. You know, I'm going to try to do something called Feature Friday for y'all. So if you want to be on here, talk to me about a training topic. If you got any suggestions, contact me. So right now I'm sitting at 29 plays per podcast, which is cool. It could be higher. I'm going to get it higher. Believe me, I'm going to trust the process. And then I'm sitting at 1,400 total plays out of everything I put out. And that's good, man. That's growth. So I'm excited for this journey. But all right, let's get into this article. So I'm reading a book through Nazem. It came in the mail the other day. It's called American Fitness. So it's by Nazem and then AFAA. And so I want to talk about your influences when you're trying to lose weight. You know, if you're married, you have a spouse, significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it may be. You guys influencing each other, if you believe it or not. When I lost weight, my wife was a huge influence on me by the stuff she was buying, by the stuff she was cooking, by what she was eating in front of me. And it says how life partners affect weight loss. When people are collaborating and trying to lose weight within the context of a relationship, that makes it easier or makes it harder. Easier if you're doing good, you cooking and you eating healthy. Harder if you just bringing any kind of fast food in front of that other person that's trying to lose weight. That's hard. And it caused these individuals to slip up. And one thing it says that's, I think the second paragraph down, encouraging a partner simply models healthy behavior and offers praise. While influencer pushes harder, reminding a partner of his or her goals, the benefit of eating right, and so on. A coherent partner employs judgment, behavioral, you know, goals, and don't make the other partner feel guilty. So just try to be a strong support system. Even if you're not dieting, even if you're not there yet, support your spouse or significant other or just your loved one. Support them. And that's really what it's about. It's about having each other back. telling each other the truth. If you know they shouldn't be eating that, tell them, don't eat that. And that's just real. Tell them, do not eat that right now. Because you just falling back behind. You know, you taking a step back, step forward, stop being a, I don't know if it's called a teeter totter. I don't know what the name of it is. It's that little thing we used to sit on as a kid. Where when somebody sit on one side, then you go down. You sit on that side, then they go up. Stop doing that. It's life. It's not a game. You got to take this serious because one day it's going to be too late. And so another one to talk about, let's talk about the importance of cultural awareness. And as an African-American man, I'm reading this and the article is kind of, you know, crazy to me. So it starts talking about obesity and body image among Black women. It says, overall, the body mass index of African-American women, and this was articles put out in 2015. I think they just put this in this book. It's 38.3%. That's high. You know, that's very high. And it says it's the highest rate of all other cultures. And it says that the highest rate of overweight and obesity of any ethnical group, we're at 82.1%. And if it's speaking of Black women, it's speaking of Black men too. So I don't know what the obesity rates is. I'm about to look it up, but I'm pretty sure it's high too. And it says it's a cause of concern, which it is. You know, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, hypertension, certain types of cancer, premature death. You tell me one person that lived over their 80s, that's lived longer than 80 years old, that's obese. I haven't seen any, to be honest with you. I would like to see some. So if you know any, let me know. But it's not a lot of them. So we got to pull this stuff together as a culture. You know, I think like one of the things is the way we eat growing up. I know me personally, I wasn't taught how to eat. I wasn't taught how to go to the gym. Nobody took me to the gym. I never seen nobody doing anything healthy. And to be honest, I don't want to sound funny, but the only time I seen a person in my family taking, like working out, being active is my uncle. When he got out of the jail, and this this might be stereotyping, when he got out of the jail, he was doing push-ups, calisthenics. He was doing about 1,000 a night. That's the only time I seen somebody work out. And that's being real. I never knew the importance of cardio. I never seen him do cardio. I didn't know the importance. But, you know, we just got to be more aware of what we put into our body. And it says that the reason why that it's the percentage is so high, it said being curvy may be a valued cultural asset for her, and she might be concerned about losing her curves if she exercises. I mean, we in that era. Every race want to be quote unquote thick, have a nice butt, nice thighs, whatever it may be. But if your waistline is big and you know you pre-diabetic, you know you having problems, you got to lose weight. And I know you want to keep your body, but you have to lose weight because you can go to the graveyard with a thick body. That don't mean nothing. Nothing in the end. It doesn't mean anything. So if you're healthy that way, that's fine. But if you're not healthy, then try to make some changes. Try to walk 30 minutes a day. Try to go into a class. Try to work out at 20 minutes at home. It doesn't matter. You do not need a gym membership to get in shape. And I'm going to say this too. Just because you're skinny does not mean you're in shape either. But the article wasn't talking about skinny people. So that's why I'm speaking on this. Let's go on to this next article. You know, I like and I thought I should discuss with y'all. And you hear me flipping through these pages right now. So this article was talking about weight in the workplace. You know, we all work for these jobs and we get potlucks. And when you go to the potluck, what's the last thing sitting there on that table? Is the veggie tray. Nobody want a veggie tray. It's just being real. When you on break, you hungry, you got 30 minutes, you got an hour, you trying to eat. You trying to eat good. You trying to get full. But what it's saying, this is what I'm going to read verbatim from the article. Baby showers, birthday bashes, company luncheons, break room snacks. What effect did these have on the waistline of American workers? It said, recently, scientists from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention sought to answer the question. They answered it. So 22% of more than 5,200 people obtained beverages at our food at work that were 1,300 calories per week. And so a lot of these calories are just dense foods and food that you're not getting no nutritional value from. High in sodium, high in calories, redefine grains. So if you bring a food to a potluck, man, try to bring something semi-healthy. You don't have to go out there, you know what I'm saying, bring vegetables and all that with no flavor, no ranch dressing or nothing. But try to bring something semi-healthy. You ain't gotta bring Burger King, McDonald's, some greasy pizza to a potluck. You don't have to do that. I'm not really a fan of Subway, but a Subway sandwich is way better than some Burger King or McDonald's. Try to bring something like that. Try to go buy a Subway platter. Try to buy a fruit bowl from somewhere. Because if you are one of those people that's eating that at work and you plan on going to the gym after you get off work, I don't know how you're going to do it. Because I know when I work graveyard shifts, working these 12-hour shifts, I did not want to go to the gym after work because I was eating bad on my lunch. Food is fuel. Food is not to just eat when you feel like you need to eat. Food is fuel, and that fuel gets you through your day. Just like a video game, man. When you low on energy, if you playing certain games, you got to find something in the game that's going to give you that fuel. And that fuel lasts for a while. If you eating right, the fuel going to last for a while, and you're going to feel better. No longer life. Just like in a video game, you fuel up, you get longer lives. You know, that bar getting low, you go get something to eat, you get longer life. So try to live longer. Try to live longer because you're not only affecting you, you're affecting your kids, your family, because everybody want to see each other live, you know? Not saying we're going to live forever, but let's enjoy the time we have and be healthy. But, man, that's my training talk Tuesday for today. If y'all got any suggestions towards a podcast, I'm starting something called Feature Fridays. I got an idea who I'm going to have on there this Friday. If you want to be a part of that, contact me, 4fstraining@gmail.com, jbstayfit@gmail.com. And it's the same on IG. You know, add me on there. Check out how I live besides this podcast. And if you're looking for training, classes, anything, contact me. But I'm going to let y'all go. Y'all have a great day. 4F.